Thereafter, Lord Brahma requested Prahlad Maharaj, who was standing very nearby, and asked Prahlad Maharaj to go forward, and said, "My dear son, Lord Nrisimhadeva is very, very angry upon your demonic father, and you can go forward and appease him, the Lord."
Prahladam Presayamasa Brahma Abhasthitavantike Tata Prasamaya Upehi Sapitri Kupitam Prabhu. So, all of them, all the demigods, they wanted to pacify. The Lord was very angry, but they failed. Then at last they requested Lakshmiji to pacify the Lord. She could not dare to approach. What is this? Speaking of pacifying. Then at last they decided that this 5 years old boy, the Lord may be compassionate upon him, and for him he has appeared. So let him be engaged in pacifying the Lord. So Brahma, the head of all the demigods presented there, he decided Prahladam Prasayamasa. He pushed him forward, "My dear Prahlad, my dear son, better you go forward and pacify." It is something like to push a little child in the cage of the lion. It is something like that. Nobody dared. So Prahlad Maharaj, he knew very well that however ferocious he may be, I'm not afraid, he's my Lord. I'm not afraid. He was jolly, innocent, pure devotee. He had no fear. So he was sent, "My dear Prahlad, you try." So, Brahma avasthitam antike. He was very near, sitting, but he had no fear. Just on the lotus feet, near the lotus feet of the Lord, he was sitting. Others were contemplating. He was free that I am under the shelter of the Lord, sapada mule. Mahatpadam Punnajaso Murari. He is Murari and everything is under his feet. This is the conclusion when one is advanced in Krishna consciousness. Prahlad Maharaj, although he was a boy, 5 years old, it did not matter. He was first class devotee, Mahabhagavat. That is possible. The devotional service is nothing material. It is spiritual. So there is nothing impossible. That is real appreciation of spiritual life. If one thinks that Prahlad Maharaj was only 5 years old, how he could offer such nice verses in glorifying the Lord? That is possible. Bhakti does not depend on the age. Bhakti depends on sincerity of service. It is not that because one man is older than me, therefore he will be greater devotee. No. Ohituki apratihata. First of all, bhakti must be without any motive. Without any motive of personal sense gratification, that is real bhakti. Anna vilasita sunnam. We have to make all our desires zero. Jnana karma dana britam. People are trying to understand the whole creation by knowledge. But bhakti does not depend on knowledge. Jnana karma or karma. Karma means fruitive action. Not that because you are a very big businessman, you are very successful, therefore it will be easy for you to understand Krishna. No, that is not true. Or if you think one is very poor in knowledge, low-born, no education, still he can understand bhakti, Lord, provided he is pure devotee. The material conditions, they are not practically applicable to spiritual life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore he said, yo vajja age kaha. Whatever Ramananda Raya was proposing, this is the beginning of bhakti. He suggested varnasam dharma, karma tyag, karma sannyas, in full surrender, sarva dharman paritya. All, everything, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, iho bajha agita. These are external formalities. If you know something better than this, please explain. So, Ramananda Raya, when, quoted a verse from Brahma's prayer, sthane sthita sutigatang tanuvang manobhi, prayena ajita api jito. Krishna is ajita. Nobody can conquer him. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, matta parataram nanya. Nobody is greater in every respect. Not that Krishna is shorter, at least in this respect. He is shorter in one respect, that he could not repay back the obligation he received from the gopis. He was only shorter to the gopis. That is his grace. He said that, I cannot repay you. It is impossible. Please be satisfied with your own service. That is the gopis. So he was shorter always, especially before Radharani, he felt himself shorter. Otherwise, he is the supreme. He is always the supreme. Matta parataram nanya kinchi jasti dhananjaya. So if you want to conquer over this unconquerable Krishna, then according to the prayer of Brahma and appreciated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the sthane sthita sutigatang tanuvang manobhi, you remain in your prayer, it doesn't matter. But you become very humble. Don't be puffed up. Jnane prayasam udapastha namante eva. You should not think yourself that you are very advanced. By my speculative knowledge, I can understand God. That is mistake. That is not one. You have to give up, first of all, this attain that I am very learned, I am very rich, or I am very this and that. Therefore, for me to understand God, nothing. They think like Janmai Sadya Sutat Srivi. Those are very much proud. They do not take Krishna consciousness very seriously. They think this poor fellow who has no money, no foodstuff, they have come in the name of Krishna for begging. So it is for them, it is not for us. I am very rich, I am very opulent, I am very educated, am very aristocratic. So for me there is no need of this. The Indians say like that in your country. Now we have known this Krishna, Hare Krishna. We have, now it is not needed. Now it is technology. So these puffed up persons cannot understand Krishna. One has to become very humble. Christ also says, the kingdom of God is for the humble and the meek. That is actually, and Krishna also says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. This is the beginning of humbleness. Yes, I am nothing insignificant. Bhavanam janmanam anti jnanavarmam. This is real knowledge. To remain always insignificant before Guru Krishna, then it is problem. If somebody thinks that I have become more than my Guru, more than Krishna, then it's finished. So one should become very humble and meek. It doesn't matter where he is situated, either this institutionally, brahmachari, vyastha, manapastha, sannyas. Even one has taken sannyas, he should remain always humble. So, never we should think that I have become very big personality. That was the instruction of my Guru Maharaj. Bara Vaishnava. I am very big Vaishnava. Everyone should come and obey my orders. This is condemned position. The real position is one should be very humble and meek. Jnane prayasam udupasam namantayo. Namantam means humble. One should be prepared to learn from Namantaiva Sarmukhavet, those that pure devotee. From them one should be very much anxious to hear. That the same thing, Unna Vilasita Sunna, who has no other desire in the material except to serve Krishna, he is pure devotee. So one should be anxious in humbleness to hear from such personality. Sāni and sāni, it doesn't require to change. There are so many questions sometimes, whether it is necessary to take sannyas. It is, by the routine work, it is necessary. But if one is serious, so for him it is not necessary. Ohitukya pratihata. Because for a serious student of devotion, Krishna is in his hand. So, anyway, even if you are a sannyasi or grihastha or manaprastha, it doesn't matter. You should remain very humble. That is required. Sanesthita, and you should hear from the realized soul in humbleness. Then Krishna, the great, he will be conquered by him. So Prahlada Maharaj was that type of Mahabhagavatam. He was not a child, yet he did not know the sophistry or formality to become unnecessarily very prestigious. You are by nature a small boy. Just like here, this boy, if he insults, he doesn't care for it. Because he's a child. Or if you praise him, he does not think himself very much puffed up. This is child's nature. Prahlada Maharaj was in that position. He didn't care. His father wanted to chastise him in so many ways. He didn't care. He always says, he is my father. He is joking. That's all. This is simplicity. This is simplicity. This simplicity is very valuable. So Prahlad Maharaj was in that position. Therefore, Brahma selected him. My dear Prahlad, my dear child, please approach the Lord, he is very sweet. Try to pacify him. Prahladam preshayamasa Brahma avasthitam antike tato. My dear child, my dear boy, tato prasamayo upehi. Please go forward and try to pacify him. Sapitre kupitam prabho. Our Lord Prabhu, he has become very, very angry. Nobody can excess in his anger. Just like nobody can excel the Supreme Personality Godhead in anything. Similarly, when he is angry, nobody can excel him. He becomes so angry. So he is always, God is great means great in everything. When he is angry, nobody can excel him in his anger. And when he is very peaceful, nobody can excel him. This is God. Asama urdha. God means nobody is equal, nobody is greater. So, when the Lord was angry, nobody can show his anger equally. And nobody can become greatly anger, or more greatly angry than Krishna. He's always topmost. So such anger was exhibited. Why? Now, it is said, sapitre kupitam. He's inducing, Brahma inducing, that we never seen the Lord so angry, but it is on account of your father. So it is your duty. Go there. The child will accept, yes. My father committed so many offenses. Therefore it is my duty to pacify the Lord. Therefore he reminded me, because he was a child. My dear child, it is for your father he has become so angry. So it is your duty. Go and pacify. Every word in Bhagavad, that is meaning, sapitre kupitam prabhu. Don't think that it is our duty, it is your duty. Although you are Brahma, Lakshmi, all that. So real duty is yours. This is little joking. So Prahlad Maharaj is prepared, all right, either for his father or for everyone. That is Vaishnava. Vaishnava does consider that I have to pray to Krishna for my father, for my mother. No. Vaishnava is ready to offer prayer. Paradukha dukhi. He is always unhappy seeing these fallen conditioned souls unhappy. Other Vaishnava personally, he has no unhappiness. Naimad biji paradurattaya vaitaranya. That will be explained. Tad vijja gayana maha mridamagna chitya suci tato mimukuci tasa maya sukhaya bharamud bhagato mura. The Vaishnava is always sorry for all the rascals in the world. Otherwise, he has nothing to be unhappy. He can sit down anywhere, he can sleep anywhere, he can eat anything. He doesn't require anyone's help. He is, as Krishna is, self-sufficient. Similarly, Krishna, not exactly like that, but a Vaishnava is also self-sufficient, depending only on Krishna. That is Vaishnava. So he has nothing to lament or nothing to degrade. He is always pleased in the service of the Lord, but he is always sorry for the conditioned soul for suffering the material pangs on account of ignorance. Thank you very much.